Roll Tide, roll. Let's bring in Mike Hazy. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you won't believe this. You won't believe this. I went to bed last night. I was really tired. I had a long day. We were rebuilding our financial records because they were lost in the computer mishap and everything. And so it was not a good day yesterday, okay? So I went to bed about 6:30, which is about an hour earlier than I normally go to bed. But I get up to go to the bathroom, and instead of putting on a light, you just put on your TV nowadays because they go on quickly. And Mike, no, God, honest to gosh, I had the TV on. Set on ESPN because I was going to try to watch some of the championship game. I turned it on literally the second that kid threw the touchdown pass to win the game in overtime. Literally at that time. Oh, Alabama, Alabama, Alabama.
It looked like the Kansas City Tennessee game last night.
Amazing. Amazing.
Georgia went to sleep in the second half, and Alabama, two plays won the game for him. It was 4th and 14, I think, in the fourth quarter, and all points looked to Georgia stopping them. Georgia didn't stop them, and then in the overtime, Georgia's offense, which was anemic in the entire second half, was continued to be anemic. The kid kicked like a 53-yard field goal, gave him the 3 points, and looked bad for Georgia. First play from scrimmage, Georgia sacks the quarterback for like a 20-yard loss back to the 45-yard line or somewhere back there. The very next play, they score a touchdown. Georgia just blew this game more than Alabama won it. The change in quarterbacks for Alabama was a big boost to them. The kid from Alabama that came in, they're making him sound like he was Phil Simms in the Super Bowl against Denver, where he only had 2 incompletions. He was 14 for 24, and he only threw for 160 yards. But they made big plays when they had to make it, and it was more because of Georgia's defense not coming up with the big play than Alabama making a big play. When you just sack a guy for a 20-some-odd yard loss, how do you give up a 41-yard touchdown play when the guy is open by 10 yards on the very next play? So it's college football. It's a bunch of kids. That's what it is. It was an entertaining game, but I think it was more that Georgia went to sleep and blew it, kind of like Kansas City did over the weekend and Alabama winning it. And just a couple of things. On a couple of drives that Alabama wound up scoring on, there were personal foul calls against Alabama that they missed. One was a blatant face mask. That hurt them. And just to show you, this is your championship game. The quarterback from Alabama made a scramble play where they thought he was down and he wasn't down, and they put the ball down where it was. And the referee says, 1st and 10, Alabama. It was 3rd down. The guy was 8 yards away from making a 1st down. The referee gives him a 1st down call, which they corrected. But how does a referee in the middle of a championship game say 1st down when it's coming up to a 3rd down play?
I don't
get it, man. I don't understand how these guys can do it.
Well,
and get away with it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I found interesting about when you talk about the game is that, first of all, I didn't find this out till later, that billion-dollar Georgia Dome, Mercedes Dome, has leaks in the roof. Leaks. This is the 3rd time in a row they had a leak, and it was into the end zone. This thing is a brand new stadium. It's only been used.
Yeah, that's a brand new one. It just opened up this year.
You know, it's only
and that's
been
where the Super Bowl is, isn't it?
Yeah. No, the Super Bowl's in Minnesota this year.
Super Bowl's in Minnesota, right.
It's got leaks in the roof. Somebody's going to get fired. Somebody's going to get fired.
Nah, not in today's world.
I know, you're right. Well, anyways, enough of that. I got to go on to this one, Mike. I have to.
I wonder if it's the same one that I'm going to talk about. You go first.
I'm going to go to the Lakers.
Nope, not there.
All right. They've just got to get rid of this dad. He's running his mouth, LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
And now he's put his son into an unbelievable position. Do you follow your dad, or do you follow the team?
Well, who signs your check?
Yeah, it's exactly right. But it's just that this dad is It's one of the worst stories.
It sounds like he's lobbying to become coach of the Lakers.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's what it sounds like to me. For people that don't know, he's saying that Walton's lost the team. The team doesn't want to play for him. How does he know?
I know.
How does he know? And if that is the case, then what is his son busting out locker room information to his daddy for? This guy's a nut.
Yeah. He's bad.
Maybe he should take his kid off the Lakers and go to Lithuania with him, too. Yeah. And as far as his two kids playing in Lithuania, with the crackpot things that he's pulling with the Lakers, who's going to draft his kids?
Yeah.
They could be the second coming of Michael Jordan. They're not going to go in there and take these kids because of the old man, but because he's an absolute nut.
All right, so now where were you going to go?
Speaking of absolute nuts, are the Mets nuts?
Well, what happened there? I missed it.
You know their reliever, Mejia?
Yeah.
That's banned for life?
Yeah.
They gave him a contract for almost $1.8 million. How do you explain this to your fan base? How do you give $1.8 million to a guy who has no shot to play in the major leagues? He's banned. He's banned like Pete Rose is banned from going in the Hall of Fame. Not the same situation, but I'm just saying banned. So the Mets are giving away $1.8 million to a guy who they hope that the Major League Baseball will rescind their decision and feel sorry for him and let him play again. It ain't going to happen. What are the Mets doing? They've signed no one. They have no prospect to sign anybody, and because they say they don't have the money, and it's not a lot, but you're throwing close to $2 million out the window. What's with this team?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
What is with this team? How do you give somebody a one-year contract for $1.8 million that has zero chance to play in the major leagues? Or in the minor leagues, for that fact.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. That's pretty amazing.
I mean, that should be a top-line story everywhere this morning, but it's not. You have to dig a little bit to find it, but holy Moses. How do you stay a Met fan?
Hey, the Knicks won on the road.
They did.
That was the other night,
yeah. They play St. John's?
Dallas.
Yeah, that was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, no, but we didn't talk about it.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think we talked about that.
The cold must have been affecting you up there.
No, I didn't think we talked about it.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
Anything going on in the National Hockey League?
No, like I said, all the local teams are on a five-day hiatus till Saturday.
And how about
none of the New York teams play till Saturday. On Saturday, the Islanders play the Rangers, and the Devils play the Flyers, who all of a sudden woke up and are playing some pretty good hockey. And then on Sunday, the Rangers come right back after the Islander game to play Pittsburgh, who's kind of stumbling around right now. So they get 5 days off, and I think all three teams need the 5 days off right now to regroup because none of them are playing that good.
All right, and the Chicago Bears continue their futility. They hire who as their coach?
Yeah, they hired
the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, there you go.
Matt Nagy.
That's a good one.
Matt Nagy.
That's right up there with the Mets signing Mejia.
Yeah, really, it's unbelievable.
You're signing the offensive coordinator of a team that went into a coma up 21-3. Wow.
Amazing.
I don't know. You ever watch Seinfeld?
I know. Yeah, of course.
Remember Bizarro World?
Oh, yeah.
We're in it.
That's exactly right. There's no doubt about it.
The interesting thing is the couple of candidates that the Giants are talking to from the Patriots. That's the interesting thing.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to go in that direction, though, but...
Where do you think they're going to go?
I think they're going to bring in someone who used to be in the organization. I think they're going to bring in somebody.
Ray Hanley?
Yeah, Carolina Panthers, I do.
Well, I would go for the Patricia guy from New England. I mean, that guy's he's top-notch. I would think that would be the best move that they can make.
Well, we'll see what they do. They're going to make it. They're going to have to make it soon, so we'll see.
They got time. They got another couple of weeks to a month to do it.
All right. Well,
see what happens. But whoever happens. If I'm a coach coming in, I want to know if Eli Manning's staying or not before I sign my name to a contract.
Absolutely. All right there, Mike. We've got to go on to the weather.
Okay. Have a great day, folks.
Hey, enjoy the warmth.
Yeah, for a change.
Okay. Take care.
Take care now.
I'm Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.